you graduated from school here and all that. Was that on your mind while you were out there rushing?
You know, I had to go out there and put on a show for my hometown. But, you know, I'm just glad I responded to the bell, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody was sitting there saying it couldn't be done again. So I went out there and I just ran hard, make sure I pick up my pass protection, and I did everything I could in my power to make us come out here and get a win.
Taking advantage of this opportunity. Yeah. How do you go from here?
Continue to improve. I don't see nothing else. I mean, go look at the film and see what I did wrong. I know, you know, a couple stuff. I can be better. I know that. It was talking to me on the sideline.
You had some bad luck injuries cut by, I think, both teams on this field at one point.
That had a little bit to do with it, though. You know, walking in this stadium, and we drove by the spot where I had to park my car at and go up there and take that walk to the office. Kind of built a little fire before the game. But, you know, it also helped me come out here and just, you know, it really humbled me and make sure that everything is not guaranteed. And, you know, I'm going to just ride this wave until it's hopefully it's a long wave, you know.
Let's talk about
what did you know that whole time that other teams didn't know when they kept cutting you, that you could still stay out on this field?
That I am a good football player. You know, and I just went ahead and just dedicated to being the best I can be out here and just stay determined and believed in myself. You know, some of my family had a lot to do with it. They said, you got it, and you can go out here and you can continue to pursue your dream. And that's what you want to do. Go do it. We all behind you. And that's what I did. And, you know, everybody was behind me. And just, you know, being patient finally paid off. I mean, you know, it's still a long season. You know, I'm just going to go out here and continue to get better each week.
Talk a little bit about the offensive line today.
Oh, yes. How can I forget them guys? You know, they went out there. You know, my job was, it's easy to run the ball behind a bunch of millionaires, but, you know, it's, you know, they open up big holes. Hino, you know, my fullback leading up on the draw, the big run that I had off the right side. Dave and Kevin and, you know, Marcellus, they all did a great job out there, and I just was out there just, you know, running behind the big holes and just being patient, and it all opened up for me.
Andre, how tough has it been to build up the stamina where you can be that workhorse back? You haven't really had a ton of carries through the preseason and the last couple of years, really.
Yeah, you know, I guess I got to get back on the elliptical every morning and start doing my cardio a lot more until Mark comes back. So, you know, I'm going to just go out there and just continue to work hard and, you know, stay humble and continue to work.
Addressed the team beforehand and kind of gave some of the younger players confidence. What did Eli talk about?
We have a lot of playmakers on this team, and if you're out here for a reason, and basically what he was saying was like, yeah, respond. You know, we believe in you. You wouldn't be on this team if we didn't believe in you. So go out there and make plays, and that's what we did.